listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Folks, we might be bringing in the Executive Vice President of Marketing and Fan Experience, Kevin Griffin. He's strolling through. I don't know if he wants to sit down. I don't know. But if he does, he's going to get grilled.
We got new mics.
P3, it's the original protein. KG, what brings you into the Dog Bowl in Berea on this day?
How you guys doing?
Good, man.
I'm good.
I've been in conversation with Stan.
Stan the man.
Can I jump in on this too?
His beer's gone cold. He's wondering why he got banned from CBD.
Stan has been in. We've had a number of conversations. We're in the middle of maybe a little bit of a negotiation.
There's a negotiation.
We got to talk through this. So Stan's been a longtime fan of both of you, and a longtime season ticket holder of the Browns. And it was brought to my attention that he's
one of the few callers with theme music.
That's right. But he feels like he's being unfairly picked on.
And picked on is the wrong word.
He doesn't appreciate this ban, this 11-day ban that you guys have put him on. So we got to talk through.
No, it's a hiatus.
It's a break, KG.
It's a break.
It's a break.
And simply because he chose to call in and talk about something besides football. And he could have called you initially about it instead of calling this show to talk about who books the bands.
Well, I talked to Stan.
We're talking Raiders, we're talking Chargers, and you're talking about a band on Dog Pound Drive.
We talked to Stan a lot off air, right?
That's great.
So we talked to Stan. So here's what I think we should do.
I don't know if that's good for you or bad for you.
Yeah, here's what I think Stan's been – he's an awesome guy.
He is.
He's great.
Wilhelm's drawn a line in the sand on the Stan band.
So here's what I want to do. All right.
On our show.
If we can just keep this back to – the end of this week, and the next week we'll give him a chance on Monday, and then I've also offered, and
he picked us to lose, so
Monday he's back, but we've also
win or lose
we've also taken the step of inviting Stan over here for lunch so that we can all get to know Stan a little bit better and understand his point of view.
You happy now with your band, Wilhelm?
Okay.
You can't hold on a second.
Actually, I'm going to be busy that day. I'm going to be at a 12:57 to do our
KG,
show.
KG, can
day.
I jump in here back
yes,
in?
At,
okay, here. Okay,
because I like your band.
Because Stan the man. I can't prove this, but since the ban was issued yesterday, I've had hang up phone calls. I've had calls with music playing in the background. Just coincidentally, all this happened after the ban started.
Well, listen.
So if he's on his best behavior for the next 2 days,
So you're saying if you get one of those calls, then the ban goes back to 11 days, Dino. Is that what you're saying?
I think then we ought to,
you can only get out early in prison for good behavior,
right,
KG.
I think we all agree. Again, I'm here on behalf of
I don't agree.
Of all of our fans and Stan.
You issued the ban.
You've taken a hard stand, but we're going to build bridges here.
You're like Ed Stark.
We're going to get back to talking about Cleveland Browns football, but we're going to wrap our arms around Stan, give him to the end of the week, let you both cool off.
How about we just
and then Monday he's back.
We'll do whatever you want to do. Well, that's fine because it's your
show. I
didn't
want to say that. Yeah, right. But yes, Stan's back on Monday. But to all of your points, if he's on good behavior, he'll be back Monday. Otherwise,
I heard he has laryngitis on Monday, so he won't be able to call in.
He's at the stadium. He's at the games. He's cheering, and
he's in San Diego.
Market. You know, Stan's got one lung. You guys know this. Yeah, he's got one lung.
Yeah.
Jeez, Matt.
Come on, man. You can't. So, Stan, this is for you. I hope I've negotiated well on your behalf. Until Monday, you can come back on
it's
the air on Monday.
It's easy to negotiate when you've got the power.
But he's on a short leash, right?
Unlike our quarterback.
he's on a short leash.
Okay.
There you go.
It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, though.
Can we put him on a shot clock of 20 seconds?
I agree. Like, Stan's takes have to be quicker. He and I talked about
that
today.
They have to be about football.
And they have to be about football.
Yeah,
okay. And he can criticize the
maybe
team.
Maybe this is the best thing that's ever happened. It'll be like a new Stan.
So so KG, you're okay if I have like the ticking clock when Stan, is doing his take just to make sure that he's staying on point.
Absolutely. So we've talked about this. No wandering. Be concise. Be precise. Make your point.
I thought Dino said the most relevant thing to any of our callers is that they need to call in, and it is a privilege to call into the show.
It reminds
just because you call doesn't mean we have so to take bad. You.
Yeah, it's not a right. It's, so right. It's a privilege.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys.
Can we have the Elton John version of Stan play when he calls up then? I really enjoyed the Elton John version. The way he says, "Picture, would you picture on my wall?"
So, Stan, you're back. I'm sure you've already called my office two or three times since this segment has started.
Yeah, you know you're going to have voicemails now.
I've got
you them. Understand this.
But, Stan, you're back. And we'll talk to you on this show on Monday after a Browns victory over the San Diego Chargers.
Well, he picked us to lose, and that's exactly the reason why I banned him. But, okay, whatever.
Thanks, KG.
KG, the ban. Still in effect. The SB is still in effect, but it has been more than halved.
It's been commuted.
Matt Wilhelm is not happy right now. Let's go to John and Avon.
Not our show. It's not our show. I guess it never was.
Well, we'll just have to see how it plays out. Stan could hang himself.
How you guys doing?
Get his band right back out there, right to 11 days.
What's up, man?
What's good? Right. What's up, John?
Well, first of all, Michigan's back, so Matt, your guys' run might be one more year, and then back to the winningest program in college football history. Second of all, you guys, this might be the most dysfunctional Browns team ever, and that's saying a lot. This is so sad. I got a million reasons why, and I know I don't got time for it. But can we agree that Randy Starks is just here for the money?
I don't think he's just here for the money. I think he's actually played decently well, and he is more effective at this point in his career as a pass rusher.
What has he done?
He has. Go look at his pressures. He's generated some pressures.
All right. Well, I'll take that back then. And then also, if we don't win this week, this could be the worst.
We got a lot bigger problems than Randy Starks right now.
Yeah, I understand that. And if we don't win this week, this could be. Tell me you don't agree with this. If we don't win this week, this could be one of the worst Brown seasons we've had in a very long time.
We don't know. We'll have to. It's a long season, but this is a game you'd like to win.
And there's been some pretty bad seasons around here in the last 5-7 years. So you're talking 4 wins. We've got one.
Yes, and if you're 1-3, you're on pace for 4, using my mathematical skills over the course of 16 games. But the schedule gets tougher. I think that's what people would be concerned about. Yeah, you got to find a way to get it done. All right, let's go right now. 216-578-0850. We have got Chevy in New Jersey. What's up, Chevy?
Hey guys, great show today. I'm pumped up.
Thank you, man.
you know, football, like boxing, is all about matchups.
Yes, it is.
I'm surprised O'Neal, the defensive coordinator, didn't realize that we had a size disadvantage in that game, and I wish that he would project that into each game. What the matchup's going to be like from a physicality standpoint, like you said about their O-line, we should dominate this. So I hope that he starts to make adjustments before the game starts. It's supposed to happen. And the fact that we almost won that game is amazing. So I like the team. We're a little undersized, play a little more zone defense, maybe a little zone blocking to try to make up for that. Admit who you are and deal with it. Great show. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chevy.
And he brings up a great point. And while we don't have a playmaker like the guy that I'm going to reference, but if you look at a guy like J.J. Watt, J.J. Watt could line up in the same spot every single defensive snap and probably be just as dominant, right?
Yep.
But what Houston does with J.J. Watt, which
move
I think
around.
Is absolutely genius, is move him around on different downs and distances in different packages, standing up, hand on the ground, left side, right side, over the nose, and they find the weakest link on certain downs and distances, play the percentages of where can J.J. win this down. Not where can J.J. play a great game and line him up and let's go, but where can J.J. Watt be as disruptive a player in the National Football League scene in a very long time on this down and then the next down where he's lined up somewhere else, and you take advantage of, you know, him as a player. And I think for us, we have some players that can be disruptive. Not quite, as I mentioned, to the level of J.J. Watt, but let's find those mismatches and abuse those mismatches. That if you know, a guy struggles with speed or a guy struggles with the bull rush, who are you going
to
give him?
Give it to him.
Yeah, give it to him. Give him the guy, give him Paul Kruger, and have him bull rush him every single play. If you're going to give him speed, and I know this, you know, it's not like it's DeMarcus Ware or Von Miller, but give him Mingo, a guy that struggles with speed. Give him Mingo time and time again. time and time again, and you soften him up, and then you move Kruger over there, and you bloody his nose with a bull rush. You know, that's what I want to see. So a great point, Chevy, and I think it's something that we should do defensively. But as I mentioned in our game preview that you're going to find on ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app, there's not going to be a whole lot of film on these backups, you know, or this unit playing cohesively because they're just putting them in. Yes, you're going to take advantage of them because they're a backup for a reason, but you're not going to be able to use those weaknesses. So this is going to be a huge game for our defensive line and our defensive coaching staff. Take advantage of those things as you see it on the film on the sideline. When you get those pictures, when you get those, you know, the Microsoft surfaces, and you see what you can take advantage of, let's make those changes throughout the game.
How much of this is talked about, if they are, in fact, without three starters on the offensive line? How much of that is discussed in the meetings and the preparation? And does it embolden you to be, are you more aggressive in situations like that historically for you as a player in the NFL? Do you become a more aggressive defense because you've got guys who aren't used to playing together, guys who aren't used to communicating on the fly with each other, and you have maybe an opportunity to take advantage of that?
I think, you know, once it was, 100% fact that they're going to start a couple of backups, it's your lead gig. If I'm Jim O'Neill and I'm meeting with my guys yesterday morning, Wednesday morning, introducing the plan to them on first and second down, you let them know this is who they're starting and there's no way that they can block us. And then this is the plan that we're going to create and practice today and practice tomorrow, practice Friday, walk through Saturday to take advantage of all those weaknesses and how it's going to, you know, you really got to get the buy-in. Because if guys go out and they're going to say, you know, it's really the same game plan that we took into Oakland with a couple minor, you know, minor details and coverage to cover Keenan Allen or Stevie Johnson, Ladarius Green, whatever it is, you're going to go, oh, okay, you know, you're going to buy into it because it's, you know, it's what you get paid to do. But if you've got some intricate, it always used to excite me when I know that my coaches went in and scoured the film and they picked up, oh, you see how he's in a heavy stance right now? Do you see his right foot's like 6 inches further back in his stance than it was on that last run play? Those are the keys
that
I want. Those are a tell. That's the stuff that I want to take advantage of as a player and use to help my performance on Sunday.
The Chargers could be without left tackle King Dunlap, left guard Orlando Franklin, and center Chris Watt, who all left last Sunday's loss in Minnesota. That would be the entire left side of their offensive line. So you're going to dial up overload blitzes to that side. You're going to dial up stunts to that side and test those three time and time again.
Yeah.
And if now you're onto a backup center, I imagine you're getting a lot of double A-gap blitzes, a lot of pressure up the gut.
You not only have those three guys on the left side, but you have a rookie running back. So if we're really in that graduate level defense that we've heard that we should be playing, you know, especially at this point in the season, and then last year it took, you know, as Jim Leonard said last year, you know, 6 weeks. Well, we should be ahead of that curve. We should see that defense this week. Then now you've got a rookie running back having to pass protect behind three guys that really don't know what they're doing.
Do you think that means we'll see more Danny Woodhead as opposed to Melvin Gordon?
In clear passing situations, yes, I do. And Danny Woodhead, you know, has made a living being a great pass protector, but also a very good decision maker on getting out and with the ball in his hands in the open field.
Yes, he certainly can. Let's go, Browns. Get this defense going. When we come back, let's hear from the man dialing up the plan for the defense, defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill, right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.